you're listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored, where the gloves come off and the truth comes out. All right, welcome back to Hockey Moms Uncensored, the off-ice edition.
Yeah.
Yes. So today's episode, we have lovingly named Off the Ice and Under the Knife, which is probably random. Like, why the heck are they talking about that? But
talk about boobs today.
That's right. Plastic surgery. You know, I think that it's important to talk about other things. Obviously,
for
hockey
sure.
is a big part of our life.
Absolutely.
Probably not too much, but takes up a large portion. Mm-hmm. But we're still real people, and we have other things that go on in yes. our life that we think about and worry about, and we just thought this would be a really interesting topic. It's relevant right now because yes. I'm going through a journey of trying to figure out what I want to do, so we thought we would just chat about it.
Yeah, so. I think it'll be a fun topic, and, you know, it's kind of maybe something that in the past has been a little taboo, but there's becoming more and more information about it, and it's becoming a little less stigmatized. So we're going to kind of further break down that stigma
You're right.
of plastic surgery for You're moms, especially.
Yes, because I probably would have never talked about this 5 years ago, 10 yeah. years ago. Like, I would okay. want no one to know.
Yeah.
And I feel like now that thinking about getting a breast augmentation, I just talk to everybody about it. Like, if I know that you have fake boobs, I'm like, so tell me all about it. It's probably weird, but I have no shame at this point because it's part of life. And right. if I do get a breast augmentation, like, I mean, people are gonna notice a difference.
Yeah.
So why hide it? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so as far as like plastic surgery, one thing that's I was talking to my husband about the other day is that I am somewhat trying to plan this around hockey.
Yeah.
Which sounds really messed up. Like, why would you plan a surgery around hockey? But I feel like timing is crucial.
And
absolutely. We'll get into your journey in a second, but I didn't realize, you know, like there's downtime and you really have to plan ahead, especially I have three children, like who's going to care for them and, you know, making sure that my husband understands like his responsibilities that he's going to have for a few weeks. I actually went to a consultation last week and my husband went with me and I mean, I wasn't uncomfortable because like this is a plastic surgeon, like he touches people's naked bodies all the time, yeah. but I wanted him to go and hear from the doctor's mouth, like what his responsibility was going to be.
Yeah.
Because it's not just, you know, it's not like I'll be good the next day. Like you're down for a little mm-hmm. bit. So a little backstory about me. Obviously, I have three children. I nursed and breastfed all three of them for about a year each. So when I was younger, I felt like I had nice boobs. Yep, like they weren't anything yep. special, but they were pretty nice. Yep. And as other moms will understand, they do not look so nice now.
That happens.
it's really sad and disheartening.
It is,
and I was talking to one of my friends the other day and she was like, I support you. Like, I have been there. She has four kids. She's like, I 100% support you. Like, you, if it's going to make you feel better or whatever it is that is making you want to make this decision, she's mm-hmm. like, I support you. And I think that's important.
Absolutely.
You know, you don't want someone to rain on your parade and be like, ew, I would never do that, which people probably will on this episode, which is fine, but
everyone's entitled to their opinion.
That's exactly right. And we don't have to always think the same way. You just have to do what's best,
right.
best for you and your journey and how you want to look in your appearance, you know?
Absolutely.
I also went to my like yearly OB appointment a few weeks ago and I was kind of talking to her about mm-hmm. it because I wanted to make sure that if I did get a breast augmentation, like what does that look like for breast exams and mammograms and like, you know, I was still want to be healthy, right?
Right.
And she made a comment about how it's sad that society has made women feel like we have to fix something that is there to like nourish our babies. And I was like, dang, like now I kind of feel bad, right. you know, I should be
just vain.
I should be happy with my saggy boobs, I guess. You know, they did serve a purpose.
They did their job.
They did their job, but I mean, we just want to enhance them a little bit.
Right. I think it's normal to want to look feminine. My mom's a breast cancer survivor, and so she's had like a mastectomy and everything. And I think that's given like a whole new perspective just seeing her walk through that journey because it really is a large part of your femininity. And I know some women it doesn't matter as much too, and that's great. Like, hats off to y'all. But I mean, feeling shapely and like feeling like you look good in what you're wearing and feeling confident is really important. Yeah. And for a lot of women, your breast size and perkiness plays a large role in it that does. And looking, you know, proportional. And we work hard. I mean, we're, you know, into fitness and we work out hard and we take care of our bodies, and some things are just kind of out of our control. So sometimes you have to spend a little money and address a little or enlist a little outside help.
That's exactly right. I think that's a really good point, because I mean, one thing that makes us, like you said, so different is our shapes and our curves. Yes. And we can feel sexy. And I think, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but it's almost like in society, it's like if you're a mom, you're not allowed to be sexy, or you're not allowed to feel good about yourself. Yeah. And I just don't think that's true. I mean, I'm still really young. Like, you're mm-hmm. young. Like, I have a lot of life to live.
Yeah.
And again, if I want to live the best life and feel the best way that I can, and like you said, call me vain if you want. It is what it is. But if that's what's going to make me feel good, then I think that should be okay.
Right.
And I know I had a friend one time that she said, you know, like, I have no interest in that. And like you just said, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some people dye their hair. Some people get Botox. Right. Some people wear makeup. Some people don't. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really crappy about society now, is like everybody has an opinion about your body or your choices.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's bullshit.
It is.
Like, let me live my life.
Yes.
Stay in your lane and just let me live my life.
Like, me getting some silicone in my chest is not hurting you.
Yes. So you're exactly right.
Keep it to yourself, Karen.
Yeah, you're right. All those Karens out there.
I'm not trying to steal your husband. That's not why I'm doing this. It's no. Like, just want to feel good about myself.
Exactly. The consultation that I went to, one thing I did not realize is there can be like a waiting period after you breastfeed, because you have to wait for all your milk ducts to get to the word milk ducts. I was gonna say like milk duds, but they're not milk duds. Milk ducts to dry up.
They're duds now, but they're not.
Yeah, they're definitely duds. These little things. So you have to wait for your milk ducts to dry up, and I think different plastic surgeons have different views on like when's the right amount of time. Some want you to wait 6 months. Some say a month. Some say it doesn't really matter, especially for the consultation. So I went to one, like I said, last week. It was about a month since I quit nursing. And that really wasn't a question. Like, you didn't ask me about that, which I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But
I don't know either.
I feel like maybe that should have been a discussion. But one thing is, it was a free consultation, which is great. I mean, I think if you can get someone to look at your body and give you a recommendation and a quote for free, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
But it was also free. And I think, you get what you pay for a lot of times. Yeah. And with it being free, I felt like I was just kind of being ran in there like cattle.
Yeah.
What did we say the other day? It was like a boob mill.
Yes. Boob job mill.
Boob job mill. And like, you're right. That's kind of how it felt. Yeah. You know, like, just get them in, get them out, tell them what they need, and be done with it. And that's right. Get them on the table and put some new boobs in there. And I didn't get like the best feeling about it. Another thing is, like, they had me go in there and like you put on this little sports bra and you shove those little like rubber, I don't
fake
know,
boobs.
Fake boobs, like little, they look like chicken
stuff
cutlets.
Your bra, basically.
Little different size chicken cutlets basically. That you shove in there. Mm-hmm. And then you're supposed to be like, okay, this is what I'm going to look like. And I don't feel like those give you like a good, I mean, they do, but I don't know. Do they? Tell me what you think.
I mean, I felt like it was helpful, but it's still really hard to like pull the trigger and make a decision based off of those.
That's true.
Little chicken cutlets. Well,
they look like chicken cutlets, don't they? They look real jiggly. They also had like an implant like sitting on the counter.
Yeah, you
and
feel it.
Oh, you could like touch it and feel it. And I like looked over at my husband and was like, do you want to touch it? And he was like, well, yeah, kind of. So he's like,
what are we playing with?
He's like playing with the silicone, you know, little implant there.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because, I mean, there's so many different options. There's silicone. There's saline. You can get under the muscle. You can get over the muscle. You can get like partially under the muscle. You can get
high profile, moderate profile.
Yes. High profile, moderate profile. Yeah. Curves. I joined a Facebook group and I feel like it was a good idea. It was like a blessing and a curse. Because sometimes like too much information is bad.
Yeah.
Overload. And it was an overload for sure. So I was on the website, I was on Facebook and looking at all these girls that had gone through it and their experiences and this profile and that profile, and they weighed this much and they were this height. Then like, again, you're trying to get like a gauge, and everybody is so different. Like what would look good on you,
right?
Not look good on
me.
Because like our bodies are shaped different. And like you're trusting this plastic surgeon to like help you make that decision. And I don't feel like at the consultation I just went to, he didn't give me his opinion. It was more like, what size were you before? What size are you now? Where do you want to be?
Yeah.
And I'm not like really hung up on like, I want to be a double D.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that. I just want it to be like somewhat proportional and I want it to have like a certain look.
Yeah.
And he didn't even like ask me that. He was just like, so what size do you want to be?
I don't like that.
I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. They even asked me like what size I think I am now. And I was like, maybe a B? Like, I have no idea.
Who knows if I'm wearing the right size? I don't know. Yeah.
Well, and they also say, like, at Victoria's Secret, if you go there and get... That's, like, the only place I've been measured is Victoria's Secret. That their measurements are a little bit skewed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently they... Like, you're bigger there than... I don't know. That's what they say.
I've been measured at Soma before, but that was, like... I think probably after Addy, but before Chip. So, that was a long time ago. Very different.
So, And maybe it depends on, like, who's doing it.
I mean, oh, I'm sure. And, I mean, half those people, I don't know, they probably don't know what they're doing.
That's right. You know. They're like, here's a tape measure.
Measuring yourself at home.
You're right. You're exactly right. And I guess, like, my rib size would probably, you know, like, the band would be very true, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty objective, I feel like.
It's like your ribs and, like, I don't have.
Just take a measurement.
Yeah. But, like, the on the actual tissue part, I don't know. I feel like that could be subjective.
Land and
And also I've been to Victoria's Secret before, and one time they said I was like a 36C, and then another time it's like, well, no, you're a 34D. That was like when I was had bigger boobs.
Well, and I've had some people tell me before that like a 36C is basically the same thing as a 34D.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how that doesn't make sense. That doesn't compute. The math is not mathing.
The math is not mathing. I don't know. Well, and then I think about, like, if it's like a push-up bra, you know, like there might be more padding on the bottom, and then like your breast is on top, and like, do you want that look?
Changes what size you need.
It can change. And then also, you know, like some people have more volume in different areas.
Also true. Yeah.
So my biggest concern is that mine kind of look like ski slopes now. You know, very flat on my chest, not a lot of volume at the top, more heavy underneath. Yeah. And one is a little bit bigger than the other, which I know is normal. But I just would like them to be more, like you said, more perky and have a little bit more volume at the top. Yeah. And again, I don't want, no offense to porn stars, but I don't want porn star boobs.
Right.
If that's what you want, that's fine. But like for Morgan, I don't want
That's not your aesthetic.
No, that's not my, poor girl. That's not my, you know, career aspirations.
I haven't branched into OnlyFans yet.
I have not. No. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, economy's looking rough.
That's right. The price of milk and groceries is going up.
Hockey is not cheap.
Hockey's not cheap. We got to do what we got to do. That's right. I will sell my soul if I have to. But, you know, so there's, I'm not asking for a lot. And that's one thing, as my husband and I have talked about this, I was like, even if it just was better than what I had.
Right.
Like, I mean, you're obviously.
For perfection.
Right. I mean, I'm spending a lot of money and I want them to be as good as possible.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I'm not flying to Miami or New York.
Sure.
Or L.A., like, we're in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
So, which we have some good surgeons here.
Oh, we do.
Don't get me wrong.
So, we have some world-class medicine in Birmingham,
Alabama. We really do.
I don't think we're living in the dark ages.
That's right. You're exactly right. But, you know, it's a smaller area. And, I mean, it's just, like, Miami's going to have more doctors.
And not as many people get boob jobs here as people in Miami and Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I think that I'm confident in the surgeons that we have here, but I think it's all about finding the right fit for you.
Absolutely.
And this one doctor that I had a consult with, I had friends that went there and they loved him. And that's great.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, but I just have to find the person that I feel comfortable
Absolutely.
With. And another thing that he had mentioned to me is that he thought I needed a lift.
Yeah.
Which kind of, it was a little bit disappointing. I don't feel like they're that bad, but he mentioned that in order to get everything even. And, yeah. you know, we could obviously do like different size implants, but for the, like the nipples, excuse me. Yeah. I don't like saying that word for some reason.
I know. It's like a weird word to say, but it's okay. It's just a word.
It's anatomy. You're right. So I know I'm like, your nipples.
You know, like
nipples,
when you like say, like you whisper,
your nipples, they're uneven. So he said that he thought that if he did two different size implants, like he could make the boobs look symmetrical, but yeah. the nipples might be off. They might be off. It's like people don't like the word moist, you know? That's how I feel about nipples.
I mean, you don't want like one looking up and one looking down, but like how, I mean, I think it depends on how uneven we're talking
here. That's right. Well, they're not twins. They're sisters. They're like right, eyebrows.
Exactly. I mean,
exactly. We're not looking for perfection here.
And like you said, you know, not trying to be porn stars over here. So
that's right. And I told Emily this off, it's not off camera, but
off the mic.
I was like, I'm not going to be bare chested, you know, like.
Yeah, maybe if we vacation in Europe one day.
No, you know, hey, topless beach. I would not throw that out. When in Rome, do as the maybe Romans so. Do. But, and I don't think they would care. They're probably way better looking people there than me. So they're not going to be worried about my uneven. So I know, right? So I'm not really concerned. Like you said, I'm not super concerned about them being like way off.
Yeah.
I did have a friend in college that she had a boob job and hers were kind of off. And she showed me one time and I don't really, maybe I was drunk, but I was like, I don't really see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But so again, like, could we like, really perfect inspect them and analyze and be like, yeah, they're a little bit off.
But yeah.
Again, they're sisters, not twins.
Right.
So with the lift, you know, you're going to have the scars. Obviously, there's a lot of different types of lifts. And that's another thing that like with this particular consultation, he kind of like, you know, because you go in there, you have that little paper gown
like
on.
Like
you're getting a breast exam. And like I stood up and he had like this full length mirror on the back of the door. And he kind of like rolled over in the chair and he was like, you know, they've done this 100 million times. So
boobs are nothing to them.
Yes. Yeah, so he just like kind of opens up the gown and he's like, you know, feeling this. He's like, you have ptosis here, which ptosis is like sagging
droopiness
thank you. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you have ptosis here, and there's like different grades of ptosis, I guess, like there's different.
I'm not as familiar with breast ptosis. I usually use that in referral to the eye.
Oh, okay. Well, there's different levels of ptosis when it comes to your boobs, apparently, and you know, more like maybe like mild, moderate, severe.
Sure. Okay.
Mine was very mild. Basically, he said that if I got a lift, it would be more like a blank canvas for him so that the nipples would be even,
Yeah.
And he could put like the same implants in and I would probably have a better result.
Yeah.
Obviously, they would
that's
be
fair.
Perkier. Yeah.
Sure.
Like, you're right. That's fair. That's a fair recommendation.
Yeah.
But as I've thought about it and I talked to my husband about it, you know, I'm 35, I'll just say it. You know, boobs are supposed to last like, what, 10 years?
20 years.
So 45, 55. At 55 years old, if I want to get them redone, then I can just, I'll do it then.
Yeah.
Or I might not care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I might not care. So obviously I have some other consultations that I'm going to, you know, look into. Because I do think you need to talk to different ones.
For sure.
I think I was being a little bit cheap at first because I was like, I don't want to pay $150 to see all these different surgeons.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at spending up to $10,000, we'll say that, $10,000 on your body, you probably need a couple of opinions. Like, don't for just sure. go with the run of the mill guy.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get some other, you know, consultations and see what they say and then kind of go from there.
I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Never hurts to get a second opinion.
For sure. Yeah. And maybe they don't think I need one, or maybe they think that they can do it with no problem.
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
I mean,
everybody kind of has their own, you know, way that they do things, and it might be no big deal to somebody else.
For sure. I was kind of the opposite. I went into it thinking I would need a lift.
Okay.
And kind of anticipating that, although I didn't at the time know much about the process of lifting, it was definitely more involved than I realized. But when I went, and I'm like long chested apparently, so like my measurements would almost say that I do need a lift, but I didn't actually have drooping. I just had lost volume. Like,
okay.
And I was like you, like I had great boobs when I was younger. Yeah. Better than I even realized.
Yes. Like, you don't realize that till you're older. And you're like, yeah. Man, those are some like, great boobs.
Great boobs. Yeah. Took them for granted.
All you young girls, if there's ever a young girl that listens to this podcast, be grateful for your good boobs while you have
them. Probably a lot skinnier than you realize too.
Yes. You're exactly right.
And so I went in and he was like, no, I don't think you need a lift. We just need to replenish that volume with implants. And I was like, okay, great. Especially when I found out that, you know, they have to cut around the nipple.
Yeah, the nipple.
That's right. Lift. And I was like pretty nervous about it just because I'm cheap. And so I was like, I don't know if I want to pull the trigger on this. I could redo my bathroom for this. I could take the kids to Disney World and stay at the Grand Floridian for this. You know? Yes. Like I can think of all these reasons. And my husband was like, just do it. Like you want to do it, just do it. At the time I had lost a decent amount of weight. This was back in 2020. So they're almost 4 years old, I guess. So he was like, just do it. So I did. I went and I got the money out. And because a lot of times they'll give you a cash discount. Yeah. Which is nice.
I learned that too.
If you don't use a credit card. And so went and got the money out and paid for it. And a couple of weeks later, back then, everybody was kind of dead because of COVID. Yeah. So I was able to get in and maybe 2 or 3 weeks and just pulled the trigger and had it done. Because once it was paid for, I was like, all right, we're doing this.
There's no going back.
Yeah, there's no going back.
Well, and it's good that you brought up the money part because I feel like as moms, we always are giving, giving, giving. Yeah. Like if our kids need hockey equipment or we're playing travel or we have to go to a hotel in, you know, another city to play in a hockey tournament, it's like no questions asked. And then when we want to do something for ourselves, I mean, that it's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
And my husband said I was pouting, which maybe I was pouting. But after we had the consultation and like he gave us the price for, he only gave me a price for the lift and implants. He didn't give me an option to not do the lift. It's kind of like once he said we're doing a lift, it was kind of like that's what
we're doing.
This is what's happening. Bible. You don't really have a choice. Yeah. I did have a choice between saline or silicone, which saline is cheaper.
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
Yeah,
that.
It is.
I guess because it's not, it's just like, saline. I don't know.
I guess this is the material itself are cheaper, I guess.
So he gave me two prices for that. But afterwards, when we left, I think it was because it wasn't a bad experience, but I didn't have like a great experience. Yeah. So I wasn't just like, yes, because I am the type of person, like if it's a great experience and I want to do something, like we're doing it and I'm excited and like I'll pull the trigger. But like afterwards, I remember getting in the car and I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like I
deflated.
Yeah, I was very deflated. And then afterwards, like we were texting about it and he was like, are you pouting? I'm like, no, but like, this is just not something we need to do. Like, I don't need this done.
Yeah, I did that same thing.
Yes. Like you start to second guess. Mm-hmm. Like you said, like this money could be used for so many different things. And I'm not made of money. And like, I know you're not made of money. No. Like I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression that Emily and I are over here just rolling the dough. Like we do well for ourselves, but we're very normal people. And so it would be a financial, you know, not sacrifice, but, you know, it's like a financial commitment. Yeah, an investment. And so it's not like I just like have the money to throw around and it doesn't matter.
Right, right.
And so I try to be, you know, very conscious of what we spend our money on. And I did. I was like, I just don't feel like this is a good idea. And so that's when my husband's like, you just need to quit pouting. I was like, well, I'm not pouting. I'm disappointed that that's what he said. And my husband is very good at like looking at the big picture. Yeah. I sometimes get tunnel vision.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he's really good at like looking at the whole situation. And he was like, you didn't have a good experience there. Cause if you did, you wouldn't even be questioning the money. Like it would have been like, when can we get this done?
Yeah.
He was like, I know you and this is not the right person for you. So that made me feel better that it's not that I don't want to do it. It's just not at this place.
Right.
And again, that's what is good about this country and this world is when they're going to other places.
That's right.
Other options.
Lots of choices.
He's not the only one. You did have a little bit of like financial, or like you said, spending the money, you kind of felt guilty.
Yeah.
But was there ever, like, what was kind of the breaking point? You were just like, was it your husband encouraging you or did you just make it up in your mind? What was
it? Yeah, I would say it was probably what my husband being like, just book it, like call right now and book it. And so I was like, okay, because I really wanted to do it. I mean, if I had any, you know, hesitation, really, then I wouldn't have spent the money. But I just needed him to, like, give me that little nudge and be like, just do it.
You'll need
be
that glad support you did. Of, like, This yeah. is what, this yeah. is okay. It's okay. And
I will say too, my mom was also very supportive. Like I said, breast yeah. cancer survivor. So she really gets the, like, you know, need to feel feminine and yeah. be comfortable with your body. And so she was encouraging as well. So I talked to her son too. And she was like, yeah, like, I totally get it. I'll take care of the kids, you know. And that's what we did. Honestly, augmentation weekend was one of the most relaxing weekends I've had.
We have to get something else done.
We sent the kids to my parents' house the night before surgery, and they stayed with them through the weekend. I think I had surgery, I can't remember if I had it on a Thursday or a Friday, and, like, you know, just, like, slept all day basically, yeah. and then followed up the next morning. It was a Friday, I remember, because we went to the office on a Saturday, which I thought was crazy that he yeah. comes in on Saturday.
That's nice. That's yeah. good.
Yeah. Good surgeon.
Yeah.
It was like, we were, like, the only ones there. But, and then we, like, went to brunch. And then I just, like, watched Netflix all weekend. And then I went back to work on Monday. So, like, it was, like,
yeah.
a pretty easy process. I mean, I won't say it was completely pain-free by any means. And I have friends who have done it and have had, like, nerve pain. Oh, or, you know, so I won't say, I'm not trying to give the illusion that it's always easy. But
yeah,
my journey was pretty straightforward and simple. And I know, too, that if you have to have a lift, that definitely makes a little bit more of a difference. Right. Makes the recovery a little bit slower. But yeah, I mean, it's something I would recommend. Like I was telling you yesterday off mic at the gym, that if someone told me I had to have my breast implants redone tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, well, that kind of sucks. I'll be out of the gym for a couple weeks, but no big deal. But if they told me I had to get my wisdom teeth out again tomorrow, I'd be like, I'll just die. It's yeah. fine. Just dig my grave and right. push me in. It's no big deal.
I'll just let the infection overtake my body.
Shoot me up with some morphine and let me go on home.
Yeah, Emily did not have a good experience with her wisdom teeth. But, well, that's right. Like, I had a friend in college that she had her boobs done and her nose done at the same time. Oh, she said her nose hurt way worse.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, way worse.
I think anything facial is probably going to be. I've heard facelifts yes. are pretty rough, too.
I can only imagine.
I plan
imagine.
On having one of those down the road.
And I think you look pretty scary at first, which yeah. is fine. I mean, it's
bruised
fine.
And, yeah, yeah,
but the end result is usually yeah. good. And I think, like, I mean, not that I feel like my face is more, like, I would almost go somewhere, like, really specialized for my face. Like,
oh,
I feel like
sure.
with boobs, I mean, like, obviously I want them to look good, but I mean, I'm like, how hard can it be to do boobs?
Right.
And, like,
sticks on my yeah. and call it a day. Unless you just have really wonky boobs. Currently.
That's true. There's yeah. probably those outliers.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, like, I can always wear a bra, I can wear a shirt.
Yeah.
I mean, again, like, I feel like it's
yeah.
manageable, but, like, your face, like,
I would only see a facial specialist for my face.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I've watched too many episodes of Botched.
Yeah.
You know yeah. what I mean? Like, oh yeah. gosh. And that's, like you were saying earlier, like, everybody has a different experience. With this group that I was in on Facebook, a lot of people had great experiences. Some people not so much, mm-hmm. or, like you said, had nerve pain, or one was not dropping as quickly as the
yeah.
other. And
yeah.
I didn't know, is there, like, massages you have to do or something?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on, like, how high they're set. And I will say too, if you are considering breast augmentation or any plastic surgery for that matter, know that when you get home that day, that is not your end result.
Right.
You are probably going to, like, I also do injectables, and you kind of look like a mutant for the first few days. And
yeah.
that's the same with breast augmentation. Like, you're going to look at them and they're going to look like big, it's going to look like SpongeBob on either side of your chest. And you're going to be like, what have I done? Okay, moms, hockey expenses might have you in a 5-year-old bra, but with Splendies, there's no reason for your panties to be old. Splendies sends you 3 new pairs of cute panties every month for just $16.99, and right now, you can get your first month for only $5. Go to splendies.com to subscribe today. So, like, immediately after, it is not going to be what you're anticipating, and you're going to think, I just spent thousands and thousands of dollars and I look worse than I did before. And there will be bruising and swelling. And if you're not familiar with implants, they create a pocket and the implant has to drop into the pocket. Why they can't just stick it in the pocket, I don't honestly know. Yeah. I don't know surgery. But it has to drop in there for some reason. And that takes a few weeks. And so it's a little discouraging at first, but you just have to know, like, this is not my end result.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the same with any plastic surgery. You may look a little rough at first.
But you gotta heal. Your body's going, what the heck?
You just gotta give yourself time.
Yeah.
And in the end, it'll be worth it.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I've heard other people say that. And that is a little bit scary. Because like yeah. you just said, like you spend all this money and you're like, I want them to be perfect.
Yeah. But, and like pop that sports bra off and a binder or whatever you have and be like, yes.
Look at me. I feel so good.
But that's not how it works, unfortunately. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that does make me feel better. Another thing I saw on this little group, this group is very informative.
Yeah.
It's called Bust Mob, if anybody ever wants to look at it. Shout out to Bust Mob. I've learned so much. That people can like, what's it called when it like goes too low? Like bottom out. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
I don't know what that really is. Like it just falls out of the pocket.
Yeah, I guess.
It's like too heavy? I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't know what causes that complication.
And then there's another thing where something like in between, a tinting. Have you ever heard like where it'll tint like in between the boobs or something?
Yeah.
Like they don't stay in their separate pocket and like the skin, it kind of like molds like a Franken boob almost. Like,
I'm not familiar with that. Like that sounds real terrible though.
Yeah, like the skin in between.
It's like it like pulls your skin out.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah.
Well, and then sometimes people, especially if you were kind of smaller chested to start with, sometimes you'll have like puckering around the implant where you can like see your implant. Uh-huh. Which like if I like flex my pecs, I can like see the line of my implant. Like sometimes in the gym, I get self-conscious because I'm like, can these people like see my implant line? But then I'm like, who cares?
That's right. If they're looking that hard, they need to quit
really. If they're
looking
that close, that's on them, not that's on me.
You are too close
so,
to me.
So yeah, look away.
That's right. Well, and I think for me, I was kind of curious on like which one I should do. Like, should I do silicone or should I do saline? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they say with saline, some people say like, oh, it's safer because like saline
is,
if it ruptures, your body just absorbs it.
Right.
And then also people said that, you know, breast implant illness is a thing. And we talked about this too. Like, we don't think it's, we believe that it's out there and people have issues and, you know, any foreign object that you put in your body, I'm sure there's a risk.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure there's a risk with, you know, pacemakers and, you know,
hip replacements.
Yeah. Like your body, anything that's abnormal, your body's going to have a reaction.
Yeah.
I think that's why they do a lot of under the muscle now because of the capsular contracture. That's a weird word.
Yeah.
I think I call it that. It's fancy.
Yeah.
Capsular contracture that happens more with over the muscle.
Right.
And so that's why a lot of it's done under. But I was kind of like on the fence of like which one I should do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because like, you know, you hear like, oh, this will be safer like to do this saline over silicone. But then I realized that the saline is in a silicone shell.
Yeah.
So you're still getting
silicone in your body.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter. And, you know, silicone seems to be more natural.
Right.
They have a lot of different options.
It's supposed to feel more natural.
Yes. Yeah. And you can also do different shapes and stuff too, I think, with silicone, right?
Yeah. And I've also heard, this is kind of another tangent, but I've like, when I was doing my research and, you know, reading people's opinions and how they felt about their outcomes, I would read some girls that talked about they just felt like they had this foreign body on their chest like constantly, and like they ended up getting them removed because they just felt like there's something foreign all the time. And I've never felt like, not even like from day one. When I first woke up from anesthesia, I remember thinking, this feels kind of heavy.
This is weird. Different. Yeah.
But like literally within a day, it felt like my body. So I feel like that's pretty rare too. And I don't know, maybe if you were smaller to start with and you'd like never had bigger boobs, if that makes a difference.
Yeah.
Friends that I had in college that had it done that required a lot of stretching, I think that makes it more painful. Whereas for us who we've had big boobs in the past, they just shrunk because of breastfeeding.
It deflated,
Our kids sucked the life out
of them. That's right.
I think that makes the recovery a little easier too, just because it's not as much of a shock to your system.
That makes sense. I never thought
that's
of it
not
like that.
Medical advice by any sense of the imagination.
Just your
that's
opinion.
Just my own. Yeah.
Yeah. But that makes a lot of sense. Opinion. Like if you've had big boobs and you've been down that road, you kind of know what that feels like.
Don't have as much to stretch
but
out.
But if you're like having mosquito bites and you know, never had big boobs, I'm sure you're kind of like, oh my gosh, this feels different.
And I think that also affects the size you can get to.
Yeah.
How much your body can handle.
That's true. One thing, again, on Bust Mob, I need to have like a, you know, page advertising for them. Someone was saying that like certain CC, like your body can like you said, your body shape and, you know, if you have wider shoulders or a wider rib cage, like they can, like they call it like eating the CCs. Like you could get like 450, but it only looks like 350 because of just the way your body shape. Yeah.
And a good surgeon should know that and exactly. be able to make those recommendations.
Exactly.
Like I think, I'm pretty sure I remember my surgeon say you could take a whole lot more yeah. like if you wanted, right. but I didn't want to look like Pam Anderson
yeah.
way back when. Now she's a little more natural, I think, or Dolly Parton
yeah.
or anything. I just wanted to be proportional with my top and bottom.
I wonder what Dolly Parton's boobs are.
I do too. I wonder how many CC she has. It had to be a lot.
Yeah. And I just wonder, like, I mean, she has to only be able to sleep on her back. I mean, she could never sleep on her stomach.
There's no way she could sleep on her stomach. Yeah. I can sleep on my stomach again.
Now. Okay, that's good to know. Are you a normal, do you normally sleep on your stomach? Are you
I don't think I do as much as I used to. Like, I think between, like, pregnancy and breast augmentation, it just kind of got out of the habit. But when I was younger, that was the only way I slept.
That's me, too. I'm kind of like you. Like, I've evolved over the years because you're forced to sleep on your back. It's better for wrinkles, too, because you don't, like, put your face on the pillow. Yeah. You have to sleep on your back for, not forever, but like for the beginning, like for a couple weeks, for a while,
longer than that. I can't remember how long it was until they said it'd be okay to sleep on my stomach again. I really don't remember, but it was a while before I felt comfortable. Like even if they, I think even once they said, yeah, it's fine, I still didn't
want to
feel like I wanted to.
Well, and what about like the bra? Don't you have to wear like a sports bra or bra for a long time at night?
I think it was 6 months was the recommendation. Oh, gosh. But I'm going to be honest, I still wear a bra to sleep a lot of the time. Just because, I don't know. I feel like in my head, I feel like it's going to keep them in place better.
Yeah.
Like even from like
you're working moving,
which
gravity.
Again, that's not medical advice. That's just me.
Yeah.
Feeling like, and I've seen some like TikToks from plastic surgeons. They're like, yeah. You should wear your bra all the time to keep your boobs in place. So,
makes sense.
Trying to keep them where they are as long as I can so I don't have to have a lift yet.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I think that I'm going to have to buy a lot of stuff. I mean, I know that's silly, but like I'm going to, and that's another thing is I haven't been like buying any clothes really because I don't know what size I'm going to be.
Yeah.
And it's like silly for me to go buy like a bunch of tops or bras or whatever when they might not fit. Here soon.
For sure.
And like I was saying, I'm trying to plan this around potentially hockey season. So our hockey season starts in, like, we'll have tryouts in August. Mm-hmm. And then our season starts like September, October. I know we'll have practice.
I think we start practicing around then. Yeah.
So, and if anybody knows, which if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you have some sort of interest in hockey. So you know that there's like a lot of gear and like, you know, I'm sure my husband can do it, but also have like other children and like just trying to find the right time to do it. So I want to do it sooner than later that I could potentially be somewhat healed by the time hockey season gets here.
You can help haul gear and wrangle your other kids.
Exactly. And, I'm not going to be limited.
Yeah.
My youngest, she's like about 30 pounds. And during that consult, he was saying that like for at least 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, I wouldn't be able to lift her.
Yeah.
And like engage those pec muscles.
Right.
So again, that's another thing. Like I told my husband, I was like, you're like everything that she needs, like taking her out of the crib, taking her out of the high chair, taking them to daycare. Like you're going to have to do all that. So I really needed him to hear that from the doctor's mouth. So it wasn't just coming from me.
Sure.
And he was like, okay, I'm willing to do it. I was like, man, you really want me to get some nice boots?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
He is in it.
He is like, he is so supportive.
Let's go.
Very supportive. I will say, I hope he doesn't get mad at me for saying this, but like he'll see like pictures on like Instagram or TikTok and he'll like send it to me. He's like, what do you think about these boobs? And I feel like some women might be like, why are you looking at other boobs? But our relationship,
just
I'm like,
for you.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, hers look a little too big or hers look a little. If y'all hear background noise, our children are here.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, their school got canceled today because of a power outage.
That's right. So I think it'll be fine. But if you hear some background screaming, they're just playing. They're playing hockey, believe it or not. But anyway, so I think he's very supportive, sending me all these pictures. And I'm like, well, I think hers are too big or hers look like they hurt. Like, have you ever seen a picture of a
it's
woman?
It's just like stretched looking.
Oh, it looks like it's uncomfortable.
Like a lot of porn star boobs, I feel like. It's just like these little small frames. And it's like they just stretch that skin as tall as they possibly could to fit as big a size as they could.
Yeah.
It doesn't really look right.
It doesn't look right.
And I feel like that's a lot of time above the muscle too.
That's
to get
true.
That look.
That's very true. Another thing that I was worried about is like working out. So like Emily, you've worked out for a long time. I have like kind of on and off worked out, but like I'm back in, I'm back in the routine
of
it again.
We're workout buddies.
We're workout buddies now. We'll probably have to have like a, we'll talk about fitness in another.
Yeah, we'll have to do a fitness episode.
Off-ice
sure.
episode. Yeah. But like, you know, I feel like I'm making a lot of progress at the gym, or I'm trying to get that routine. And I know that that's going to put me down for a little bit.
Right.
It's kind of discouraging too, but
I know
it'll be okay.
But if they're telling you you can lift Riker in 2 weeks, I would think that would mean you could start doing some, at least, you know, maybe more lower body focused workouts in a couple of weeks. Like, I'm pretty sure they told me like no real lifting for 6 weeks.
So I need this person that I went to. Yeah. I just don't know. I'm just not.
I'm interested to see what your next opinion says about that.
Yeah. Cause I'm just not, I don't know. Go with your gut, like that mom gut or like female, like intuition. It is real. Like, I mean, I'm sure he does great work and had friends he did wonderful on, but I don't know.
Yeah.
There was just multiple things that happened that just,
you didn't have peace about it.
I didn't have peace about it. Another thing I was worried about, and we talked about this, is like going under anesthesia. Because I'm like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
I've had my wisdom teeth taken out, but that's different.
Yeah, that's totally different type of anesthesia.
And so I'm a little bit worried about that. And I don't know.
I even like asked when I went to my consult, I was like, could y'all like do like conscious sedation instead of put me under? And he was like, no, you're going to want to be under for this. I was like, okay.
Are you sure?
Because I was so nervous about it. And I already told Morgan this, but the night before my surgery, I was like real quiet and I was just real nervous about the anesthesia. I wasn't nervous about like the pain afterwards or anything. Just, I was like, my biggest fear in the whole thing was I was going to die under anesthesia and be the mom that left her children motherless because she was selfish and wanted new tits. I was like, sorry, boobs. I guess I should say boobs.
No, they're too. That's another word for them.
And I mentioned it to my husband. And he was like, well, if you die, you won't know.
Words of wisdom.
And I just started crying. I'm not even a crier, but I just like started crying. And I was like, that's not what I wanted to hear. And he was like, and he works in medicine. And he was like, yeah, like it's safer for you to go under anesthesia than to drive to work in the morning. Like, you will be fine. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
But that's a real fear, you know?
It is.
That's a real fear that you have. And, you know, it's, you just, I know that there's probably stuff that's happened. And again, whoever, people have a story about someone's cousin, sister that, you know, whatever. And, you know, like we're healthy people. And you're right. Like, if it did happen, you wouldn't know.
You would've.
They would talk about you, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But that is a fear, especially like having children. It's not all about you.
For sure.
I wish I'd had a boob job when I was like 18.
I know.
Like nothing to lose. Didn't care. Just like. Just
do it.
Just off the cuff. Like, let's
get a boob job. We didn't need it then. We were lucky. I mean, you know, I guess we shouldn't complain.
That's right. That's exactly right. So I think that that's a genuine, you know, fear, and it's not irrational. And I also don't want to act like an idiot when I'm coming off of anesthesia. I did ask that in my consult. I was like, you know, like this anesthesia, like, am I going to act crazy? Like, am I going to say crazy things? And my husband was like, is she going to be like asking me for a divorce? Like in her post-op?
Maybe.
Like, I was like, I don't know. Don't piss me off beforehand. But it's like, you know, who knows what kind of dreams I'm going to
have. Yeah. Yeah.
I just recently started taking some magnesium to sleep. That's like a trend too.
I think it is.
So I took some magnesium.
But, I mean, that's, there are actually studies to back that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah.
And I have some wild dreams.
Really?
Yes, wild dreams.
That's how Wes is when he takes melatonin. He has weird dreams.
Yeah. So I'm worried, like, you know, because they say it's a really good sleep under anesthesia. Who knows what I'll be dreaming.
I don't remember dreaming anything. I just feel like it was like I was out and then they were waking me up. Like it felt like a blink. And I did not want to wake up. I remember that. I remember them saying it took them a while
to
get me
you.
Awake. And I mean, they literally wake you up and kick you out.
Oh.
They're like, or at least in my surgeon's office, it was like, as soon as my eyes popped open, they're throwing some clothes on me and getting me out of
they're
there.
They're like, okay, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You look great.
Rolling you out and dumping you in the car. And you're just like, okay.
Thank you for the new boobs.
Yeah.
That's funny. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.
No, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Like, just be prepared for that.
That's probably how they'll be everywhere, I would imagine.
I do think that's funny. I mean, I wonder how long the surgery even takes. Like, surely it's not that long.
I don't know. Like, I think it was probably pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. I could probably ask my husband how long I was back
there. I'd like
to
know.
I don't think it was very long. I mean, because literally, I'm sure obviously a lift would take longer.
Right.
I mean, it's literally just incision, either under the boob or around your nipple or under your arm. Stuff that sucker in there.
How do they get it under your pec? I mean, do they have to like cut that muscle? And
get
it under
they do
there?
Cut. Do they cut it or they just move it?
I don't know.
I mean, they have to cut something. Yeah. And so a lot of people have like muscle spasms because of that. And so they give you Valium and that helps with that. And that's all I took. I took that for about 24 hours. I didn't have to take any narcotics because I hate the way narcotics made me feel, except for Dilaudid. They gave me that after my second C-section. And that stuff was fire.
No, never had that. Okay. Good to know.
It's the nicest I've ever been to Wes. And he was like, can we get this to go?
That's right. Can we get some extras? Thank you.
But like in the ER, like people will come in and be like, well, I'm allergic to everything except for that one that starts with a D.
Oh.
And I now know why. Because that is some good stuff.
Feeling good.
Yeah. But anything else I hate. So I didn't take any. I just did Motrin and like 24 hours of Valium and lots of ice packs.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Yeah. The ice packs are a game changer.
I'm trying to figure out like when the surgery happens because like if we do it in the summer, like my younger two go to daycare and my older one, like he's going to camp. He's doing this. Sometimes he's here. I work from home. So like I'm kind of shuffling him around.
Playing it by ear.
So if I do it in the summer, you know, I got to make sure that I have someone to watch him or like, what's he going to do? Right. But then like someone still has to pick up my children and take them to school. So again, there's like so much planning.
Mm-hmm. Lots of logistics.
And, and like I have family, but they live in Kentucky. So it's like far away. And then, you know, if they come down here, like, not that they would be in the way, but like, I don't have a big enough house for everybody. And it's like, would that just be more harm than good? So I don't know. Like it's, I'll figure that out.
Yeah.
You know, like.
If you could ship them off for the week.
That might be better.
Super. Yeah. That's what I did. And it was very helpful.
Well, and that way you're not having to be a mom for a little bit.
It's, I think it helps your healing if you can just kind of shut your brain off and like just relax for a couple of days.
And rest. Okay. Yeah. That's, I'm going to think about that because I think that would be a lot better.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, how could I, like, if my little baby comes up to me and wants to be held, that's going to be real
hard. That's so hard. Yeah.
It's going to be real hard.
But what I would do because, let's see, Chip was 2, maybe 3, about to turn 3, I guess, when I had it done. And he was still very much loved for mama to pick, you know, he's a baby, so spoiled. He still lets me pick him up.
Yeah, I know. And, you're like, I will pick you up until I can't anymore.
Yes. But I would just say, okay, come over here. And I would sit on the couch, which she's probably not quite old enough to understand that yet. But I would sit on the couch and let him crawl in my lap.
That's
so
smart.
He'd still get cuddles and he'd still feel held, but I wasn't
like lifting
engaging
him
any
the
muscles to lift him up.
Okay. So there's ways around it.
For sure.
There's definitely ways around it.
You still feel loved by mom and nurtured and cuddled.
Exactly.
Just, you have to adapt a
Adapt.
Little.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good word. That's a very good word.
And it's temporary.
That's exactly right.
Hey, hockey moms. We know you're tired from those early morning practices and late night games. And unfortunately, not every hockey rink has an on-site Starbucks. Luckily, we have a solution for you. Bucked Up Energy. With drinks ranging from 100 to 333 milligrams of caffeine, Bucked Up is sure to give you all the energy you need to cheer on your favorite hockey player. Go to buckedup.com to order and use code Emily1027 to get 10% off today.
We've kind of introduced ourselves and like our family and all that. And, you know, like I have a daughter, she's 1, and you have a daughter that's 11, right?
Yes.
So we kind of were talking about this off the mic. Like, would you encourage your daughter to get this done in the future?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that I would. I mean, obviously I wouldn't plant the idea in her brain, be like, boobs girl. Are looking a little small, girl. You might have to
go under the knife. Fixed. Yeah.
But if that was something that she was self-conscious about and she, you know, initiated that conversation, then I would not discourage it. I would probably say, you know, here are some pros and cons. I mean, I work in healthcare, so, you know, informed consent is very important. But yeah, I mean, I would definitely, if that's something she really wanted to do, I would happily encourage her and go with her to appointments. And, you know, if it's pre-kids, take care of her. If it's post-kids, take care of her kids, whatever she needs or wants from me.
I think that's important. And I agree.
What about you?
Same thing. Yeah. 100%. I think that as a female, like we just want to be supported. And, you know, like my mom's never had a boob job, but like I feel like she would support me. And that's what your mom is supposed to be there for.
Right.
And just because that's not maybe a choice that she made doesn't mean that you can't support someone in their choice.
Absolutely.
Like you said, if she's 16 and was like, Mom, I have small boobs, I'd be like, let's just get a padded bra. Like,
we're not gonna, when you're 16.
Yeah. Well, let's, but you know, when they're 18 years old,
or,
like, I don't really have control over what they do. And I mean, I was thinking about, like, would I pay for it? Like, I don't know.
I don't know that I would pay. I don't know. It would probably depend.
On the situation, maybe.
Yeah, on the situation.
I kind of thought about that, too, because it's like you said, is it something that she really wants? Is she in college and, like, doing, like, thriving in her life, and this is what she wants done? And maybe she's earned half of the money but needs the other half.
Absolutely.
You know, it might be a circumstance type thing, but I mean, at 18 years old, if that's something that you want to do, I mean, who am I to stop you?
Right.
I can just support you.
Yeah.
And that will just, I mean, I just think that that relationship and that bond, like, that's what women are looking for. It's just support.
Especially from your mom.
Especially from your mom, for sure.
Yeah.
So with Mother's Day coming up, that, you know, we have to think about that. You know, moms, we should go support each other and support our kids and feel supported. And I'm really glad that I have a lot of friends that have been very supportive and my thoughts and what I want to do. And it's just been, it's been a relief. Like, you know, that, like, I don't know, it's off my, what's the saying? Off my back, like stress off my back, I guess. Yeah. Knowing that I have people that support me and have been through it and, you know, has helped me with this journey.
Yeah.
So
I was a little more like tight-lipped about it, I guess, because I don't know, at the time I was almost a little self-conscious about it because I was like, some people are going to judge me. you know,
that's a thing.
There's a stigma. So like I had some friends that like I told about it and talked to them about it. And, but then there were some friends that like, I didn't say anything till after it was done. Yeah. And some family members as well. didn't say anything till after it was done.
Do you ever feel judged now? Like, do you ever feel like people look at you different because of it?
I mean, I'm sure there are some people, but I kind of have gotten over caring.
At this point,
I'm like, I did it. It's done. I am happy with the results. If you don't like that about me, then sorry.
you're not the person for me.
Yeah.
Well, and I think, I mean, you doing that, like, does not, like, it doesn't affect them. So why are you so obsessed with me and worried about what I'm doing?
Yeah.
But I can
like,
see
like, I've had
that,
a few people for, like, you know, they've got the, like, bikinis that have, like, little underboob and stuff now. And I've had a couple of times where we're, like, friends, or actually my mom has done this too, have been, like, pull down your bikini. And I'm like, no. It's supposed to be like that.
That's right. Like, if this is
that's the look.
This is why I have fake boobs.
Sorry. Cause like, because they've got cute little rounds on the bottom. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, for the most part, I don't, nobody like says anything to me or anything. I've got a couple friends that maybe will make like little passive aggressive comments sometimes. So I just kind of roll my eyes at and let it go.
I think that's good. I think that's important because you're right. It used to be so taboo. And I feel like now, I mean, even when I was doing my research, like people on Instagram, like you can find the information. Like,
oh, for sure.
A lot of people are so open about it. And like you said, I mean, I feel like I try to be the type of person that's like, this is what I'm going to do. But like, if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Do what you want to do. Like, we don't have to be the same.
Like.
Yeah, I don't care. And I try to just be accepting of everybody and like love everybody and be supportive of everybody. And like, I just want that in return. But I can see that there's probably going to be people that I'm not just going to go advertise it. You know, but, like, we all share a life on, you know, I'm not going to go on Facebook and be like, guess what happened? Yeah. I got new boobs.
I'll talk about them on TikTok, but
I don't have very many friends on TikTok that really know me. And if you do, then you already know. Don't judge me.
Yeah.
So, I will say, and I love this about my dad, which it's kind of funny, but he is like the mouth of the South. So like with him, I'm going to have to be like, Dad, do not tell any of your friends. Like he's an old man, like goes to like the little it's called Jeff's Food Mart. Like they go and like hang out around the table. Like
don't
Dad,
be talking about my boobs,
don't
please.
Be talking about this to people. And it's he does it innocently. Like he doesn't. Like, he's not like let me tell you this. But he just like he talks.
Yeah, he's just a talker.
I talk a lot too. I can't help it. But he's not good at like knowing. Sometimes you just need to shut your mouth and don't tell everything you know. So, anyways, our kids keep screaming, and I think they're fine.
Yeah, screams of joy.
I think, screams of joy. But yeah, that's one thing that I don't know if I'm ready for because I don't like judgment. I know. It's hard. You know? It's hard. And it shouldn't be like that. It really shouldn't. But I'll get over it.
Just be supportive of other people.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, what I do to my chest has no bearings on your life.
That's right.
Or to my face or any other part of my body. No bearings on your life. That's it's just not hurting anybody.
You're exactly right. Is there anything else that you want done other than, like, obviously you've had breast augmentation.
Yeah.
But, and we talked about, like, in the future, if we had to do that again, like, but other than boobs, is there anything else you'd do?
Oh, I've got a list.
I know, right?
Well, I mean, I already do injectables, which is, I guess, a form of plastic. So I do Botox, quarterly. Just got it redone because right now I got way too much movement in my face. Uh-huh. Actually, I tried Dysport for the first time.
I like Dysport, yeah.
So we'll see. The nurse said that she feels like it kicks in faster and lasts longer. So yeah. I was like, sign me up because it costs about the same.
I've done Botox and I've done Dysport. Which do you like better? And I did Juvo. I did that not too long ago. I like Dysport better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I've had to take breaks because, you know, like you can't do it when you're pregnant or breastfeeding. Right. But in the past when I would do it, Dysport always worked for me. So. Cool.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Hopefully it'll kick in real soon. I mean, my like glabella, I guess I've had it done. That's where I first started having it, 11 lines. Uh-huh. And I feel like it takes a long time for that to wear off at this point, which is good. I've definitely got forehead and crow's feet movement.
We're just so expressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't want to be.
Yeah. Make it stop.
That's right. We want to be expressive. We want to not look plastic, but we want it to be softer.
Yes.
We want to age gracefully.
Yes. I don't want to look like a real housewife, but I just like want to look rested.
That's right. Have you ever had like fillers done?
Yes, just to my lips. I haven't branched out into any other facial fillers yet. Those make me really nervous because I feel like if you don't have just the right injector, you can end up looking really overdone. But I have had my lips done a couple of times with Restylane Kiss, and I've been happy with the results. At first, I feel like I look like I got stung by a bee.
Yeah.
Like the for like a lips. Couple of weeks. Okay. Yeah. But once they settle in, I've liked them. And I think next time, like I'm due for a refill, I think I might try half a vial instead of a full vial and see how I like it.
Yeah.
Because I don't think, like the first time I went, that's what I was going to do. And I let the nurse talk me. And she was like, you're not even going to notice any difference if you just do half. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But I really like them best, like 4 to 6 months out, where they're still fuller than my natural lips. I've got pretty thin lips naturally.
Okay.
But they're not like.
Yes. Like they look like they hurt.
I don't like Real Housewife anymore. Yeah. So, yeah.
That makes sense.
And then down the road, I will 100% do definitely lower facelift because neck problems run in my family. Mm-hmm. Not neck problems, but like droopy neck.
Yeah.
Like I already feel like I can use that. But that's the only like knife thing I know for sure. Yeah. And I'll probably do, what is it? Blepharotomy.
Yeah. Like when you get rid of your eyelid skin.
My mother-in-law had that done recently not for cosmetic purposes, but because it was affecting her eyesight.
Yeah. She can't see. Yeah.
Yeah. And they did that while she was awake.
Yeah.
They like give you a Valium to kind of chill you out and you're awake the whole time. And she said it was miserable because they have to like numb you up. And she said that was the worst part, was like having the lidocaine injected like all around her eye.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, I really hope they'll knock me out when I decide to do that. That doesn't sound
fun to me.
Yeah. Uh-uh. But those are the only two. I don't like my nose. I don't need a nose drop or anything like that. Yeah. But what about you? What you? You're probably not as vain as I am. These are my lists.
I love injectables. I've never had filler, and the only reason is because I feel like I have pretty full lips
anyway. Yeah, you're your lips are like what my goal is. Well, thank you. I need to take a picture of you.
Thank you. This is what I want to look like. But I do notice, as I get older, like there's some like lines a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom, she's gotten some lines around her lips, and she said it's from drinking through a straw, over the years.
And I love a straw.
I do too. So I try to be conscious of that, but I feel like maybe one day I might need some filler if I lose some volume.
Yeah, same. I think eventually I'll probably need nasolabial folds
and the lines.
Probably marionette lines when I start getting those down the road.
When I lived in Kentucky, I used to be a dental hygienist, and the offices that I worked for, they did injectables.
Did they?
It was like a thing, the dentists went.
Will do it.
Which they have a lot of knowledge about anatomy. I guess they see the face. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But I was actually a... not a dummy, but like one of the ladies that worked at her office, she was a nurse and she was like training to do injectables.
Yeah.
And she did some like on my chin. What are those called? Down here.
Marionette lines.
Marionette.
Yeah.
And then she did some here, which I mean, I was like 25.
I did not really need it. Yeah.
But I went because I got free Botox. Yeah. So I was like, if you want to put some filler in there, that's fine. But so like I'm not against filler. It's just like you said, just dependent on where I might need it. As far as like Botox and Dysport and all that, like I have very strong forehead lines, and my injector said that like if she puts too much in my forehead, that it can make my like brow go down. So like we're trying to find like the perfect balance, exactly. She also did some in my neck because I have like really strong neck muscles. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
She also did a lip flip on me like not too long ago.
I've done that before too.
It feels weird. Like you can't.
It does. It's hard to drink out of a straw. It is.
And you can't like put lip gloss on. Yeah. You couldn't rub your lips together.
Yeah.
Took some getting used to.
It feels like you stroked out or something.
Yeah. It was a little weird. But you got used to it. I am noticing like lines on my neck and I don't love that. I don't love that.
Which I think there's some like laser procedures and also microneedling with PRP. I think it's supposed to be helpful for like, you know, signs of aging on your neck and your skin in general.
That makes sense. The girl that I went to most recently, they have like a machine called like a Morpheus.
Yes.
And
that's a laser.
It's a laser. And they were saying that so the lady that does it, it's like the mom is the injector and then her daughter's like the nurse. So the mom looks amazing.
Yeah.
And she's like, I do Morpheus like once a year and, you know, whatever. Her daughter, oh my God, her daughter's skin is beautiful.
Yeah.
So like, I wish one of my family members was like in field. You're an EP. You can learn how to do all this stuff.
Well, in pretty much every state but Alabama, I could inject. What? But for some reason in Alabama, NPs cannot inject.
What about your husband? He's a PA.
No, PAs can't either.
What? Whatever. Okay.
I can get on my high horse about that real fast. But I'm hoping eventually that'll change because my boss has said she would take me to training and we could go. I mean, there were peds.
That's okay.
Why we can do this as a side. In fact, I have a friend whose pediatrician does her injections.
I mean,
she like only sees kids like 2 days a week now and does injectables the rest of the week and makes way more money.
There was a lady that used to be a dentist and now she just does injectables. Yeah. So, I mean,
there's bank to be made.
There is. And and again, like we talked about this at the beginning of the episode, like there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel a certain way and be pretty. And it's not for everybody. Like if you don't have a problem with your lines, like some people I notice don't have any lines.
Yeah. Some people are like, this is just these are memories.
Yeah.
These are from smiling. And I'm like, good for you.
I know. And you know what sucks too is like men, like it's like
rugged.
Handsome to have some lines.
Men, if you're thinking about getting injectables, really think hard about it. Because I feel like men tend to just look feminine once they start injecting their face. Maybe a little bit of Botox here and there, maybe. But
then they look a little weird.
I just feel like men always tend to look a little off they start injecting their face.
Which is fine. If that's
not trying to be mean. But I don't know. I just, like you said, men, those lines just make them look rugged and handsome. Yeah. And women look old and haggard.
My husband doesn't understand like the investment, like because you know, like with Botox and injectables, you have to go like periodically.
Repeatedly, yeah.
And like I said, I've had 3 kids. I've been pregnant or breastfeeding for the past like 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it's been intermittent that I've done it, and just now like I've been somewhat on like a schedule. And he's like, I don't know why you're even doing that. It doesn't even make a difference. And I'm like, but it is.
It does make a difference.
I know he doesn't like see it, but it does.
Yeah, and I've had people before be like, you don't need Botox, and I'm like.
Because
I get Botox.
That's right. Like, that's the point.
If I didn't have it, you would say,
you might need something. So, and that's what I try to explain to him is, like, this is almost, like, preventative. And they say, like, the younger you do it, it's preventative. Yeah. And, you know, if you, like, get those muscles kind of trained to not work so hard and things like that. So, I mean, I think that they just don't understand.
No.
And I told him it was my hobby. I was like, look. You play hockey, you used to play golf, you used to do woodwork. I mean, like, you have lots of hobbies. Mm-hmm. Like aesthetics is my hobby.
Yes, I agree. I like that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I don't either.
And if there is, I don't care.
And obviously, we don't want to obsess over it. Yes. Like, and let it, you know,
make you depressed.
Be everything.
Or,
affect your mental health.
Yeah.
But I feel like, you know, when there's a balance there, it can be good for your mental health.
Yeah.
It makes me feel better about myself. And I do think there's a slippery slope. I mean, some people end up going overboard and obsessing over it.
Yeah.
But I think by and large, most people just realize, you know, this is like part of my skincare routine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to take care of myself and feel my best and look my best as long as I can.
Exactly. I agree. And that is what's hard, like you said, about boundaries. Because again, we have daughters and like trying to make them feel confident in like who they are.
Yes.
And like not focusing, like just being pretty is not your whole identity.
Right.
Right. Like your personality and like your character. Like there's so many other facets to who you are, but like women, like we like to be pretty, like
we do,
just part of it,
it's part of our confidence.
So and I think you just, that's a part of it,
absolutely. Yeah. And first impressions do matter.
True.
Like, you know, people can say all they want appearance doesn't matter, but it does.
It
I mean
does.
When you walk into a graduate school interview or a med school interview or a job interview, your appearance does matter.
They say statistically, like better looking people get higher paying jobs.
Yes.
That's not Morgan Matt.
Yeah, like, no, that's for real. Yes.
Yeah. So again, like, I'm not a model. I will never be a model.
No, but me either.
I just want to put my best foot forward.
Same.
And be the best version of myself that yes. I can be.
And age gracefully. I'm not trying to not age.
Right.
I'm just trying to age gracefully exactly. and feel confident as I age.
That's right. Now I'm thinking about a neck lift. I don't know.
Sorry. See, I put that idea in your head.
She put that in my head now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, I'm thinking about
it. You do not need a neck lift.
You never know. You never know.
I mean, maybe down the road. You never know.
That's right.
I feel like everybody at some point starts to get some.
We'll keep each other in check. We'll make sure that we don't look like.
Be realistic.
That's right.
And don't be.
Have you ever seen that movie Death Becomes Her, where they like drink the potion and it makes them young forever? And then like if they don't drink the potion, it's like Goldie Hawn, it's old, and Meryl Streep, it's an old movie. I used to watch it as a kid. I don't know, my parents let me watch that. But like they drink this serum and they like they're young forever, but then they like stop drinking the serum and then they just like start deteriorating like rapidly. It's like a really messed
up
movie.
It's like in Rapunzel when her hair gets cut off and she doesn't have the magic anymore, so she just like disintegrates.
That's
this evil mother.
That's right. So we just want to keep that youthful look, but yeah, again, we'll keep each other in check.
Yeah.
We'll make sure that we don't go crazy.
For sure.
If you're like, I think I want to get whatever, I'll be like, are you sure? You know,
yeah.
That's what friends are for. You know, to
not
going to
go into the like Brazilian butt lift area or anything.
Okay. I'll hold you to that. If you start talking about a BBL, I'm like, remember on our podcast, you said you weren't going down that road.
No, I feel like you can do that naturally.
That's right. In the gym. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
We have our soon to be personal trainer here.
Working on
I have my personal trainer that I've just, you know, I've turned her into
your amateur personal
That's
trainer.
Right. I'll take what I can get. You're a good personal trainer.
It's free.
That's right. That's right. Well, we hope y'all have enjoyed this episode. I know it's not our typical, you know, what we talk about.
Yeah.
But again, we're women and we're moms and we're real people. And we just want to like talk about real life stuff.
Absolutely.
Please follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Leave comments. Like, we really want this to be interactive and let us know what you want us to talk about or if you have questions. And we'll see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all. Join us next week as we do some hockey trivia.
Yes.
We're going to see just how well we know the game of hockey.
That's right.
And the spoiler alert, not very well for me.
Right. All those
but we're doing our best.
All those hockey terms, and we're going to just quiz each other and see what exactly we know about hockey. And we might fail miserably, but we're going to learn something.
That's right. We'll learn in the process, and maybe y'all will too.
Thanks for listening to Hockey Moms Uncensored.
Bye, y'all.